Christ to be lifted up, August 3. All who look to the cross will live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Numbers 21:9. The Lord Jesus had protected the children of Israel from the venomous serpents in the wilderness. But this part of their history they did not know. Angels from heaven had accompanied them, and in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, Christ had been their protection through all their journeying. But they became selfish and discontented, and in order that they might not forget his great care over them, the Lord gave them a bitter lesson. He permitted them to be bitten by the fiery serpents, yet in his great mercy he did not leave them to perish. Moses was bidden to lift the brazen serpent on the pole and make the proclamation that whosoever should look upon it should live. And all who looked did live. They recovered health at once. What a strange symbol of Christ was that likeness of the serpents which stung them. This symbol was lifted on a pole, and they were to look to it and be healed. So Jesus was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. He came as the sin-bearer. The same healing, life-giving message is now sounding. It points to the uplifted Savior upon the shameful tree. Those who have been bitten by that old serpent, the devil, are bidden to look and live. Look alone to Jesus as your righteousness and your sacrifice. As you are justified by faith, the deadly sting of the serpent will be healed. Without the cross, man could have no union with the Father. On it depends our every hope. From it shines the light of the Savior's love. And when at the foot of the cross the sinner looks up to the one who died to save him, he may rejoice with fullness of joy, for his sins are pardoned. Kneeling in faith at the cross, he has reached the highest place to which man can attain.